Right, check, check. Okay. All right. What's the dojo, baby? What's going on? Man, I'm really good, man. It's good to, hey, man, we back regular time now. We kicking it, man. So what's good? Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you know what's crazy is, and guys, if y'all want to call in, you got the number 563-999-3056. If you have a question, put a Q in there. But applied pressure does not start with the woman. The applied pressure really starts when you walk out your door, even before you walk out your door. When you look at the mirror, it's how you communicate with yourself. But the problem is a lot of these guys, Ty, I was kind of talking about this. I did a show at like 3 in the morning this morning. And I was just talking about how a lot of these guys out here don't realize they're getting trapped when they are going for what's between their legs versus going what's between their mind, because that's why they get caught up in their feelings and emotions, because they're trying to storm a gate that they cannot conquer, they cannot reach, they cannot defeat. And the reason why they can't reach, conquer, and defeat it is because they worship it versus worshiping themselves. So they can't apply, you can't apply any pressure when she's already got pressure applied to you, where you're automatically thinking about her more than she's thinking about you, my brother. Yeah. Absolutely. And 332, if I get 1 second, let me just say this. See, a lot of these young men, Ty, don't have the ability to influence themselves first. So it's hard to influence a woman when you can't influence yourself, when you cannot take your own lead, when you cannot stand on what you believe in and be willing to lose the woman over what you believe in. But if all you believe in sex, you lose. And that's what's beautiful about you and I. We embody sex. So if we embody sex, why do we have to go after something we embody, my brother? Yeah, absolutely. 332, if you want to come back, we'll bring you back in. But see, the thing is that women want a man who can demonstrate not only power over her, but power over himself by controlling his emotions, by controlling his actions, by controlling his thoughts, by making time matter versus wasting time. And so many young men out here, they cannot control the emotion because of the worship of the woman. The reason why we have control over ourselves is because we love ourselves. We make it about ourselves, and we demonstrate power to ourselves first before we transfer to anybody else, T. Yes. Yeah, it's always considered the long run, but it's so many guys out here looking at everything as an obstacle, looking at sex as an obstacle, looking at the woman as an obstacle. And as I kind of said something yesterday as well, Ty, I was like, if you look at a man, if you ever get the opportunity to go into a Taekwondo mindset, you will see broken pieces of shrapnel, broken walls, boulders, and all the other stuff. Because men go through things. We go through obstacles. There are no problems. But see, when you manifest and think about yourself as a problem, how are you going to help a woman who is very insecure, has no worth, and needs structure and leadership to be a great woman, Ty? What say you, my brother? Well, you look at it, what you're saying, and you look at some of these guys, unfortunately, there's a lack of patience. There's a lack of discipline. There's a lack of knowledge. There's a lack of sexual knowledge. There's a lack of inspiration. There's a lack of skill, a fear of change, a fear of failure, feeling unworthy, procrastination, always weak thoughts, weak mind, excuses, and complaining. So when you take that individual who thinks that way, what pressure are you putting on anybody? Matter of fact, Ty, if you think about it, they're putting pressure on themselves to be what they think the woman wants them to be versus being who they are and say either accept me for who I am or take yourself on. Excuse me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And gentlemen, the thing that we're trying to show you guys, and y'all want to call in, y'all can, 563-999-3056. If you have a question that's relevant there, and we will absolutely bring your questions in. But here's the thing. It's like they just don't respect themselves, and they feel like that. But let's look at respect for a second, because it's not even respect. It's that they're in the feminine, man. You can't, man, if all you think about is pussy or what's between her legs, excuse me, Ty, if all you think is what's between her legs and all you want to do is go what's after between her legs, that's why, and Ty, think about this for a second. All you guys listening on Ty's side, think about this for a second. Every time you walk down the street, you're okay with yourself. But isn't it odd when you see a woman and the first thing you think of is sex, smashing, or getting her in the bed? Why is it that you feel that you get these emotions that just all of a sudden just overwhelm you with? You get overwhelmed with fear. You get overwhelmed with being nervous, not knowing what to say, not knowing what to do, because you don't understand, Hawk. You are going after a feeling that is attached to an emotion, and they become emotional, Ty. They're the ones that become emotional. But we do have a question, T. Let's pop it up. But go ahead and please say what you got to say, brother. All right, here's a question right here. I've told a woman before that I don't drink, and she said she's someone that drinks, and I told her I don't. Her advice that I must have at least one or one-two for my mind not to allow my gatekeeper. Okay, I don't understand what he means by the last part, but what say you on the first part? I don't know what he means by the last part, but what do you say on the first part? Yeah, but we don't talk like, I don't understand what he means by allow my, I don't know what he means by, but we can. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and you know, for me, Ty, I don't drink. You know, I don't drink. I don't smoke because I'm my own alcohol and I'm my own drug, you know. So what I would tell a woman is simply this. If you drink, that's fine. Drink off of me. I will pour the wine or whatever you're drinking off my body and you can sip it. It can roll off my fucking flat-ass chest and roll down to my nutsack. and you can drink off of that if you want to drink something. But I am not. But see, here's the problem. A woman is not going to force anybody that really has a standard to do anything. She's going to understand because the worth and value that you bring is going to make her say, okay, you don't drink. I understand that. I drink. It's cool. But I'm not going to throw that in your face. And here's his problem. He's not standing on anything. He's trying to convince her that please understand I don't drink and accept me for what I am. And that's why he's losing, in my opinion. What say you, Ty? Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's just willing to be. It's willing to walk away from a situation. Again, just because I don't drink doesn't mean I can't drink things off of you. Just because I don't smoke doesn't mean I can't have you smoke me or you take the drug of me. You can snort me. You can inject me. You can take the fentanyl of me if you choose to do it. And that's what a lot of guys can't know how to offer that to a woman sexually. You know what I mean? I ignored it because it was a surface dwelling question. All right, gentlemen. This is why I didn't want to answer this question because this is why guys like this lose. I'll pop it up. Let me show it. I'll pop it up to you. Let me show you why these guys like this lose. See, this guy is exactly what I was talking about when I say that y'all guys, all y'all want to do is go what's between her legs and not what's between her mind. And when you make everything about the woman, that shows the lack of a man that you actually are. Because you cannot get more out of a woman when you're thinking like a woman. You can't get more out of a woman when you're feminine like a woman. You can't get more out of emotion when you're in your feelings like a woman. And what you're displaying right here is a damn shame because you should be trying to get more out of a woman. You should be trying to get more out of yourself. The more you get out of yourself, the more a woman is going to want to ride with you. But the fact that you worship these women, that's why you're never going to get anywhere. Ty, what say you, brother? Yes, through you. Yes. Absolutely not going to be able to start that process if your question is with a woman or mentions a woman, that shows what kind of a male you are. Because a man is not trying to get anything out of a woman. He's trying to show up to show her why she should be worshiping him, giving him things, kissing his ring, and being at his foot, at his throne. But because you worship the woman, you have no spine and no balls. You think the woman is all things. So thus, you must find ways to get more out of her than yourself, big guy. What a shame. Yeah. Yes. And guess who's applying the pressure? She's applying the pressure on you, and that's what's so sad. She's applying pressure on you. Because only a man who's getting the pressured applied thinks this way. Excuse me, not a man. I'm sorry, Ty. No disrespect calling him a man. I mean a male like you. You have these women applying all this pressure to you. So get out of your panties, get out of your feminine, and learn how to be more of a man and stop asking feminine questions. Yes. And here's a good question. He says, how do I get more out of myself? Well, let's be honest. You don't want to get more out of yourself. And let me explain why you don't. We're in the halfway point of the year. Halfway point. So that means 6 months ago, December 31st at 11:59:50, you lied to yourself and said you're going to be something else. And for 6 months, you've been procrastinating, sitting on your lazy ass, making excuses, running around on those red pill places and those red pill streets at Yeshua Licario and all these other things. And now all of a sudden you want to get more out of yourself. Why don't you just accept you don't want to get more out of yourself and this is who you're supposed to be? You don't have it in you to get more out of yourself, because if you actually did, the question is where can I find you, Taekwondo, to get coaching? Where can I find you, Steve, to get coaching? Because I don't like the man in the mirror, and I need structure versus asking a basic question knowing that what we're going to give you is not going to help you. Ty, what say you, brother? Yes. Yeah, there's got to be, and again, for a lot of you guys, there's got to be some type of drive in you. Guys, y'all want to call in, lines are open, we'll answer these questions. Okay, if I'm not the man who I want to be without my puzzle pieces, should I wait to get a full set before I go after women? Okay, your question is this. Do you go to math class since kindergarten all the way to the 12th grade, graduate, and then go all the way back to kindergarten and learn English to repeat the process, then learn social studies and science? Or did you go to school and learn math, English, social studies, science, and history every day, all day? This is not complicated. And the thing is, you need to start getting beat up, bruised, knocked down, rejected, and feeling woman saying no to you, and stop running away from it. If you get a puzzle piece or not get a puzzle piece, it's not going to help you because you're running away from yourself, sir. And this isn't even about the woman. You choose not to learn yourself. Again, what do you mean go after a woman? We don't go after women. I don't know where you get this. Yeah, that's weak. Go ahead, Ty. What say you on that, man? I don't understand what is going after a woman. What does going after a woman entail? What happens if you go after her? What happens if she turns you down? What are you going to do? You don't even have an idea what you want to do, because all you want to do is go after a woman. A man does not go after things. A man positions himself, because a man makes it about himself and doesn't go after anything. We don't go after things, man. And the fact you think that way, the puzzle pieces are not going to help you, because your mind is set on the feminine. A woman goes after the post. A woman goes after the dress. A woman goes after the shoes and after the makeup, because that's an emotional attachment. And because you want to go after a woman shows me that you worship the woman more than you worship yourself. So why don't you go after yourself first and stop trying to go after women? It's unbelievable, man. It is unbelievable. Guys, I got a question. Go ahead and put a Q in there. Ty, you got any questions on your end? And you guys have any questions on your end or anything? No, lines are open if you guys don't want to call in. Lines are open. Yes. Okay, we're good. Okay, let's get back to the pressure. Let's get back to the... Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got one that's asking, how do you deal with being ugly? Can't make this up. All right, young man, listen. The beauty of being a man is not giving a F what people think of you. It's what you think of yourself. If you're short, there is beauty in you being short. If you are poor and broke, there's beauty in all that stuff. If you feel that you're ugly, you might need to go two doors down to the left and go find a peel, a plate, or something these guys are trying to sell you, because men don't think this way, and women don't want to hear men thinking this way. So if you feel that way about yourself, please get some coaching. Please get some help. Or, hey, like Ty would say, put it to some paper, call into the show. And we do have a call, 929, in the queue, Ty, if you want to take that, brother. Yes, all right. 929, can you hear Ty? I want to make sure they hear you. Ty, can you hear him, 929?
Yeah. Hello?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, peace, y'all. How y'all doing?
Wait, you talking to me? You sound pretty low.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Speak up, sir? Yeah. You just got to speak up a little bit. You sound really low.
All right, peace. How y'all doing? Can you hear me now? Is this better? Yeah, hello. Is this better?
Yeah, go ahead. We're just going to ask you a question, brother. What's up?
Yeah, so peace. How y'all doing? First of all, I just want to, show gratitude for y'all, helping men, reach that divine masculine, and really them going to be themselves. My question is, how does one, maintain the connection, with women and really, I guess you could say grow it?
You've already failed, sir. Why have you already failed?
You said I already failed?
Yes, why have you already failed?
Because a woman is supposed to maintain connection with me.
Right. So why are you trying to learn how to do something that is not manly?
Oh, pardon me. Yeah, I think, really, I think the problem is, you know, the type of woman I go for, really. And a lot of the times, like, you know, a lot of us, you know, we want to be to ourselves and stuff like that, right? But, like,
no,
like I'm like,
you.
I, for instance, right?
Talk
right,
for yourself.
Instance,
don't
right?
talk for other men.
All right, so boom. Like, I just feel like it's a, you know, but yeah, nah, that's basically my question. Like, how is a relationship maintained? Like, what does that entail? Like, what does it look like? Like, what are some of the effects? Like, you know what I mean? Of a good and lasting relationship.
Well, why don't you tell like, well, but, okay, you're, okay, sir. How does a relationship look like? You should tell me right now what a relationship looks like. Tell me what a relationship looks like to you.
To be honest, like, you know, the women who I've been speaking to, these...
I didn't ask you about... here we go again. Wait, service dweller. Stop that. I asked you, how is a relationship to you like? I didn't ask you anything about a woman. How is your relationship to you like? I can tell you mine if you want to hear mine and ties with ours.
Oh,
do you want to hear ours? Or do you want to hear ours or you want to tell
nah,
us yours?
Pardon me. I had misunderstood the question, but I do understand now. All right, so my relationship with myself, it looks like, you know, really tapping in with myself and really learning myself. Not only that,
okay,
but really capitalizing
lying,
on my strengths.
Can you stop?
No,
nah, can you stop
I'm,
lying,
I'm serious.
Okay,
like
if
every,
you were serious,
every,
you wouldn't call in with it. Okay, sir. If you were serious, you wouldn't call in with that weak question that you asked. So you don't need to lie to us to try to make yourself look more than what you are because we already know what you are. So instead of trying to make yourself out to be what you think you are, just be honest with yourself and you say, I don't have a relationship with myself. I don't know myself. Because if you knew yourself, you wouldn't ask this question.
See, let me say this, right? I'm comfortable with myself, and I know who I am, and not only that, this is why, you know, I have the confidence to
say
this to you.
If that's the case, then why are you calling us? Okay, if that's the truth, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. If that's the truth, then why are you calling us?
Oh, yeah. The question is simple, really, because, you know, I mean,
no,
the answer is simple, really, because...
I don't think you understand that. I'm letting you know what a woman sees when you open your mouth. When you open your mouth, Carl, listen to me. I'm telling you why you're food to a woman. As soon as you open your mouth because you lie to yourself, you're food. And a woman's going to see that you bleed sitting down. You have
Steve,
no
my
spine,
thing is, how,
no
how would you know that? I
it's
lied
not
myself,
about your thing.
You know?
Go ahead, Ty.
Because I changed my whole life from I stopped smoking weed. I became vegan. You know, I started exercising. I stopped getting money, and this is what my relationship with myself looks like, is what I'm saying. So I know what I mean, and, you know, I
that's
mean
what
I say when
do.
I say
that's
that I have
a
relationship with myself. I know who I am. I could tell you who I am right now. I'm a guy that stands all for transformation. And, you know, all throughout my life, I look for, you know, things to transform, and everywhere that I go, I bring light. That's why.
Hey, do you know what Geppetto is, right? You tell Geppetto, can we tell Geppetto to hold on 1 second before he pulls your string so we can really talk to you? Because all you're doing is lying right now. So can we get past the lying and try to help you?
But
why you're calling.
All right, so this is what I'm saying, right? Since we all, you know, growing here and we men, how could one tell another that, you know, that person doesn't know himself? That's very disrespectful. Because I know who I am, so to say that I'm lying,
I know
that's
you
ridiculous.
Are. I know who you are, young
but,
man, and
but
she
you
knows
you
who
don't
you are.
Lie, so could you tell me
okay,
about myself?
Listen, young man, I'm not
could
trying
you
to
tell me who
mean,
I am?
Listen, I'm not the weak, soft sucker that has changed because the woman made me stop drinking, and the woman made me change my mind.
What?
And the
that
woman
was,
made
it was never for no woman.
Made me do that.
That's
what
my
I'm saying
mother.
To you.
I did not change my life around for no woman.
Do
like,
you
nobody
want
can't tell me that I stand strong in my purpose with strong reason. I changed my life around because I wanted better for myself. Right? I was tired of waking up feeling pains within myself, eating all of this meat and this dairy. You can't tell me that I changed for myself. I wasn't thinking about no woman when I turned my life around. I fell back from the streets and all that. This is what I'm saying, Steve. I had asked for a question. I mean, I had asked for an answer for a question, right?
And you had
asked me, do I know myself? And I'm saying yes. And you challenging me right now to ask, do I know myself? And I'm standing firm. I know who I am, and I know why I did the things that I did.
Yourself.
You know, I never truly even got my question answered.
You are getting your question answered because as soon as you made it about the woman, we had to stop you. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead and ask the question about the woman. I'm sorry. Go ahead and ask the question about the woman. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, the question, all it was how do you maintain, you know, a connection with a woman? Is because I got no problem, you know, getting a woman because, you know, I'm an attractive man a lot of times and things like that. You know, I had brought up an interesting topic.
Well, wait. If you look so good, then why can't you?
It's not even because of looks. It's because of my, you know, it's because of my charisma and my charm.
Okay, sir, listen. This is so sad, and I you don't see it. And the problem is that you, and I say this with love, you are weak, soft. You're a loser. You're bad in bed. You don't know what you are as a man. You're a feminine female because you are in your feelings because you want us to validate because you look good. And I say this with love, and I can't say the actual word, but F your looks, because your looks don't mean anything to a woman, because once she peels back your cute look and sees that little weak individual behind there pressing the button, she loses respect for you because you're trying to connect with a woman and you have not connected with yourself, sir.
All right, boom. So a man is focused, Steve. Let me just say that right there. So, you know, I like how you got off topic a couple of times because I asked a question, but you still never gave me a straight answer.
I'm sorry. It's my fault.
You keep
no,
doing
I'm gonna
the same thing.
No, I'm gonna tell you how to connect with a woman. I got you. I was wrong. I'm truly sorry. This is how you connect with her. When you get off the show, go to Google and look up the most expensive restaurant in your neighborhood. And what I want you to
now
do
you
is
see,
go ahead
but look,
and
look,
there
you see,
and
like
buy her
when
shrimp
in,
and
I,
buy
I,
her
I,
steak.
Let me
now,
even just say this, right?
Right,
even watching that show with Sharp,
head,
you feel me, Sharp,
head,
with, you know that show with no
bill,
jumper?
Tell her that,
he, even,
know,
yo,
I'm
look,
to cry
let me tell
you
on. No matter how,
you,
no matter how
go
much, you know, them girls be cooking, no matter how much they argue, Sharp, he stays focused. You know, I admire that about him. You know, every time that anybody talks to him any type of way, you know, he stays focused and he gives that girl game. So if you was a real man, you would be putting me on game. If you was a real person, you'd be putting me on game.
I'm telling you, listen. Hey, look, right
you
now,
you trolling right now. You a grown man trolling right now.
Connect with her. I'm telling you how to connect with her. Buy her roses and say,
I'm sorry.
I'm
going to hear you out. I'm going to hear you out.
And please love me because I'm in my feelings.
But what are you saying right now? What are you saying right now, Steve?
I'm saying you asked how to connect with a woman. I thought you wanted the answer.
No. Let me hear your answer.
I just
and be real. Like, don't troll because you're a grown man. You probably like 40, so do not troll. When a young person or a younger head comes to you asking for some advice, you're supposed to put him on game. You're not supposed to troll.
Young man. Let me tell you about being a young head because I got in this game when I was 9. Guess what I learned? Time, life, and a game. Don't give a F about how old you are. Either you're going to keep up or you're going to get left behind. So do you want me? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me give a phone call to Time and Life. Hey, guys, the caller needs you to slow down. Can time, life, and the game, can y'all just wait a second?
But
because
he's not
so ready.
How does that correlate
okay?
with anything
young,
that I was just speaking
about? He's a young kid, so we gotta slow it down. And ladies out there, please
see,
slow
see,
down.
You in your ego right
sky.
Now. You in your ego, Steve.
Okay, then, all right. Then I'm not in my ego. Okay, listen. What I want you to do is ask her what she wants to eat, drive her around, give her money to pay her bills, and be a shoulder to cry on. That's your connection.
You trolling. You feel me? But anyway, but one thing I learned when, you know, when I was developing my relationship with myself is that, you know, a lot of the answers is within. You feel me? And I'm not even gonna lie. I only called to you know, to really hear a different perspective. You feel me? And me give you a chance to really hear that. I know the answers within myself already.
Sir, what
you know?
I'm saying is stay in the house.
I'm not no simp, and you're not about to play me like no bitch. Part of my friends, but I'm about to hang up this call because you're doing too much. You're a grown man, you're trolling, and you're going off topic. You're not even answering the question. Like, you, so many red flags, Steve. I came and I was expecting some real OG advice, a different perspective, but I got a totally bad side, a horrible side that I was never even expecting. A grown man
all
to
right.
give me. If I really wanted
okay.
to, if I really
right. not,
wanted to,
not, hey, hang up on us. Not just hang up the phone. Yeah. I switched it over, so they should be able to hear you now. So let me try that real quick. 561, can you hear Ty? 561.
Hello?
Mic check 1-2.
Y'all hear me?
Can you hear Ty?
Mic check 1-2.
Yeah, I can hear Ty.
Okay, so what's your question, sir?
All right, so I'm going to get straight to it. Fuck these limp-ass niggas. They just sound like bitches coming on in your argument. I ain't going to lie. But let me get straight to the point. So, I got a female that I've been fucking with for like, I ain't gonna lie, this shit embarrassing, but like for 4 months, right? And I'm trying to have a long lasting relationship with her, but like she's scared of dick. So like, how do I make her want it?
Scared of dick.
Can you leave
yeah,
that?
Yeah, get a dick.
Alone?
Like, she's
okay,
a virgin.
Call her, do her a favor and leave her alone, okay? Leave her alone. Because you want to take something from somebody that her virginity means something to her, and I don't think you're the guy to do that because you're very selfish, you don't have any game, and you're scaring me by the fact of how emotionally connected you are. And I think you're mostly connected to conquering and getting the cherry versus having an actual relationship with this
connection
woman.
With the woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
So please leave her alone.
All right. Appreciate it.
You like a dog.
You
like a dog.
None of that. All right. Appreciate
well,
it.
Well, because you see the way it could be properly ran. Can you hear me, Colin?
Yeah.
The way it could be properly ran, and then not, you know. She would have a relationship and connection with you to where she says, you know what, this is special to me.
Yes.
But you are special to me.
Yes.
And I want you to be the one I share my body with. I want you to be the one I lose my virginity to. I want to share this experience with you. You know why I call her? It's the word, and it starts with a T. What's the word, caller? She what?
She all knows.
Trust you.
No
trust me with a body.
You.
Well, it's not just trust.
Not just a body. Right. You missing the whole thing. Listen. Carla, what do we say the body is connected to?
The mind.
Why are you going after the body?
Damn. You're right.
But again, this is why you're in your feelings because you're going after the wrong thing. Listen.
Yeah, that's what y'all was just talking about. Hold on, let me pause right.
Yeah,
we were
just talking about that, sir. And listen. I'm not saying listen. Don't manipulate. You want to have sex with this woman, and this is why I say leave her alone. Because everything you're going to do after this point is you're going to lie, manipulate, and deceive that poor girl to get her to think that you actually care about her. And men don't do that. So what I'm asking you to do is please throw her back in the water and let her find an actual person who actually considers her mind and knowing and respect the fact that what she wants to give away is something she wants to give away to someone she feels special with, not someone who deceives and manipulates her like that. Because you're, and I'm saying this with love, but that's some weak bitch shit that you're saying right here. So I need you to nut up and be a man and let her go. Let her go, okay?
Be a man. She's going to lose her virginity to you and regret it.
And regret it. Exactly.
Be sad and crying and broken.
Yes.
Okay, and another thing I want to get off. So we've been dating for like 4 months, like I told you, right? So lately, we've been making out for like hours, and like the shit doesn't level up from there.
Because
like, we don't go no fucking way.
Caller, listen. See, this is your caller. This is why I don't like people like you. You want to know why? You're the reason why women dog out other people. You are the reason why these women dog out are the taekwondos in the dojo and the man mindset guys, because you try to force them to do something they don't want to do. She doesn't want to move past a hug, a kiss, or a touch. Respect her goddamn boundaries. If I want, please, I hope she's listening right now. Please run for that motherfucker. Please, I don't mean to cuss, but please, please, if you're listening, run. Run from him. Run from this weirdo. He is going to do nothing but let you down, hurt you, and upset you, and make you angry and bitter because he doesn't know what he's doing.
Because, Carla, look what you're doing. What you're doing is, I want this. I do the best that I know how to do on my level of thinking to get what I want. She won't give it to me. And it's scary because a lot of things like you may do something which you consider risky and bold and make her extremely uncomfortable and weird. The next thing you need to understand is that rather than saying, when will she give me what I want? When will she give me the pussy, and why we kiss for hours and I don't get what I want? You're going to get frustrated and you're going to be like mad and bitter at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. What you could be doing is creating an environment which allows her to open her legs.
Yes.
Which allows her to fall into her desires. Because when you're kissing her, unless you're terrible, do you not think that she has other thoughts in her mind? Oh, I want to fuck him. Ooh, I want him to do this. Ooh, I want him to do that. But you have not allowed her to be comfortable doing those things. And you guys think comfortability is just laying next to each other and spending time with each other. Comfortability goes deep.
Right. And also it's about you telling her, which you don't understand, but we'll educate everybody else but you. But if you guys are in this situation, this is where you want to let her know that you appreciate where we're at right now. And I'm not trying to make you or push you further on. And I don't want you to feel guilty. I don't want you to feel bad. I know that part of you wants to do it, but another part of you doesn't. And because of that, I respect where you're at, and I will not push. Don't worry. You don't have to worry. I'm not going to be mad at you. I'm not going to push further. I want you to want it when you want it. And if you don't want it right now, it's cool. And we can keep kissing as long as you want to kiss, but we're not going to go past this certain point. And you have my word as a man. I'm not going to guilt you into sleeping with me. I'm not going to make you feel bad in sleeping with me. I want you to want it because this is something you want. And you know what? I know something this special is something you don't want to give up in 4 months. Let's take our time. Because I want you to make that decision because you actually are connected to me and not connected to the smooth words that I'm going to say or the manipulative things that I'm going to do, caller. That's just what's wrong with y'all, man.
And, caller, if you was really that kind of man when she met you or is around you, she'd probably give it to you by the end of the next night that you're with her, the next week even. Because the way you would make her feel when she's around you would encourage her femininity, her true side of it, being vulnerable and open with you. Because here's why women who have not lost their virginity, it's so hard for them to let go because they have never been vulnerable in that way before. Mm-hmm. They have never been exposed in that way before. So it is something they are not very comfortable doing or being.
Right.
Until they meet a certain man.
Right. And I've dealt with a lot of women that, you know what, they don't want to do it. And I'm fine with it. And even, listen, call it. Here's the crazy thing. Even when they want to do it, you want to know why I stopped them on doing it, caller? Because, see, I'm a smooth motherfucker. I'm a bad motherfucker. So I understand why she wants to do it. Mm-hmm. But you want to know why I stop her, caller? Because she's doing it for me. Because she's doing it for me. And that's why I stop her. Because I don't want her to do it for me. I want her to do it for herself. And if she cannot do it for herself, I don't want it. You should not want it because if she's doing it for you, she's going to regret it and blame you when she realizes that you're actually not that one. So why don't you be a man about it and just let her go? Let her go. Let her find an actual individual who actually wants to be with her and not try to conquer what's between her legs, sir.
All right. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll throw you back in. We got a ton of calls, Ty. We got a ton of calls. Uh-oh. Yeah, we got like seven in the queue. All right.
Let's talk about it.
All right, 973, you up, then 909 after that. 973, what's up?
Yo, is that me?
Yes, that's you, sir. What's up?
Oh,
what's going on?
I just need an opinion on something. I already have my mind set up. But so there's this girl that I fuck, like, I know she wanted me type shit. Like, she was fucking with me. You were supposed to link and all that. But, she ended up, like, just straight dubbing me type shit. I was just debating if I should continue going with it.
No, no, she should.
Oh, wait, hold on, call it. Let me say this. If you're on the line of calls, be ready. Know your digits. Know your whole phone number so that we say your three numbers, then you know we're talking to you. However, Steve said she should have. Listen, bro, how are you already coming in and in the first two sentences you contradicted yourself? Oh, yeah, this girl, she wanted me. She was on my dick, but... Also, when it would have been time to show me that, and did the opposite, and she doesn't want me. What happened?
That's what I'm saying, man.
All right, let me explain the situation. We was in the club. She was supposed to come home.
Why do you think one situation or circumstance makes the entirety of your relationship with that other person?
Call it. All right, go ahead. Just don't have a mouthpiece in game. She just doesn't want you, dog. Because let me explain something. When a woman actually wants you, she's going to let you know, and she's going to tell you.
I'm aware of it.
Right, because you don't know what you're doing. You just don't know what you're doing, okay? Now, let me ask you a question. What did she say to you to tell you? You say that she wanted to do it, and then she said no, right?
No. It was a whole thing. I know Shawty wanted me, right? So basically, in person, it's a different vibe. Listen,
you read her mind. She might have thought you were handsome, and you thought she wanted you to fuck.
No. I know the girl personally. Like, I knew her for a minute.
Are you a mind reader?
No.
Okay, because you said she wanted you. If that's the case, why didn't she give you the ass then?
It's a whole story. I'm gonna have to explain to you, so it's not.
No, just
right now.
It
don't make sense.
Okay, it makes sense because you don't know what you're doing. You're begging for pussy, and she doesn't want you. That's the story.
No.
Okay.
So, listen, we're in the club. This is in that. I knew her for a minute. I know Shorty wanted me, but she's the type of like reserved, quiet girl. You feel me?
How do you know she wanted you?
My female friend knows her, and she tells me that she likes me. She thinks I'm attractive.
Oh, wait. Are you in
How old are you
right.
playing these games?
He's got to be an elephant.
I'm 23. I'm not.
No way.
Uh-huh. Y'all 23 doing whisper down the lane. Oh, he wants you, right? And then you finally get the courage to do a move and make something like a move.
Elementary school shit.
Nah, all right.
You're telling me.
Wait,
sir, you got it from somebody else that she likes you? You didn't get it from the horse's mouth?
I already know Shawty liked me. The whole thing of this, she was going to come home at the end of the night. She ended up getting sick, throwing up. I dropped her home. But the point is, she told me
she was drunk.
So we can link.
She was drunk. Y'all was at the club, right?
Yeah,
no.
You tried to get liquid. Wait. You tried to get her home that night when she was drunk, sir?
No. I've been tried to show her. We've been, like, smoked. We hung out as friends, like, as a friend group type of thing. But
why would we keep involving substances in our interactions? You can't get her when she's, like, fresh out the sidewalk.
I
can't.
Nah.
Wait. Okay, so you dropped her home, then what, Dweller? What happened after you dropped her off?
Beforehand, she told me to hit her up anytime. We're supposed to link this and that. We're supposed to get tattoos together, like, on some date shit, whatever the fuck. But this girl was, like, mad reserved. My nigga, damn. That's not what I'm trying to say, bro.
Brother, like, yes, it is.
No,
Keep going. That is what you're trying to say. Please, keep going.
All right. So, the point is, she told me to hit her up. We were supposed to chill. I hit her up. Shorty just never responded. I already had my mind made up. I'm done with her. I'm not going to go back to that. But I just wanted a second opinion.
Why did you have your mind made up about being done with her? She pissed you off?
Wait.
She pissed you off? She frustrated you she didn't just bust her legs open and
she
start sucking your dick and, that hurt your feelings?
All right, my nigga. Listen.
Caller, I'm not your nigga, so please watch your language. So let me tell you something, young man. Listen.
Please watch the language.
Yeah, watch your language. Let me say something to you. Okay, look. You want to know how you could have had sex with her? You know where you don't even see where you messed up at.
I'm not really too
pressed about that. I got you. Listen to me. If you would have dropped her off because she wasn't feeling well, and you would have checked in on her to see how she was doing, which you didn't do, that could have switched things around because you were selfish. You were pissed off because she was feeling bad. And you don't want to admit that shit. That's why you didn't do anything. She wasn't feeling good. You didn't say anything. Now you want to dump her? You want to get rid of her?
Now you're mad at her.
Now you're mad at her. Why are you mad?
I think y'all got...
Why are you mad at her?
I'm not mad at her. I was just wondering if I should
get rid of her. Okay, why are you getting rid of her?
As in, I'm going to dub it. Like, I'm just not going to cut. Like, if I feel like...
Why are you going to dub it, bro? You keep trying to change the lingo. You know what the fuck we talking about.
She wants you, remember? So why are you dubbing it when she wants you, remember?
Okay, my point is, in person, it's another story, and then I try to text her, and she's not a texter. That's my point.
Brother, you're the problem.
Carl, what is it going to do with her pussy?
All right. Go ahead. No, talk your shit. Go ahead.
I'm not talking shit. I'm just talking truth, dog. You can't fuck. You're weak as fuck. You have no mouthpiece and no game. And the reason you don't have it is because she's not interested in you. Because apparently you're a grown-ass man playing not high school games, not junior high school games. You're playing elementary games hey, my friend Sally likes you. Well, you can say hi to her at recess. That's how you sound. That's how you sound right now.
If I gave you enough confidence to go sit with me.
No, but... You
said
what?
What do you mean, no?
Y'all don't have the full story, so y'all wouldn't understand, y'all got it. No, y'all got it.
What full story do we need to know that you don't know what the fuck you're doing? What for story do I need to know that you don't know what you're doing and don't know how to do it? Because as soon as she was sick and you dropped her off and didn't have enough fucking courtesy to check and see how the fuck she was doing, I knew
Listen. No.
And you said you didn't, so you already predicted that.
No. The whole point is we in New York. She was going to come back home with me to begin with at the end of the night. Like, she was literally telling me, I don't want to go home. This isn't that. I can drink more. Let's get lit. Or I could come back home with you. And I said, come to my house.
She threw it. We already knew that part.
No.
We already knew that part, Carla. What's next?
All right. On the way back to Jersey, that's when shit changed. She didn't want to come to my house because she was sick.
She wasn't feeling good.
She was throwing up on the way. Okay. Yes.
We knew that, Carla. We already said what you just said.
Huh?
We know that. So go on.
We already knew that. What are you trying to say?
My whole point was I was just trying to figure out if I should even try to pursue the bitch still or double.
Oh my god!
You can't complain on one end that we aren't listening to the story, and then you keep repeating the same part because you think it's important to us that you keep saying that. Oh yeah, she wanted me. She wanted me. She wanted me. She wanted me.
So what is okay? Finish the story. Okay, you dropped her off. You didn't check on her ass, and then all of a sudden she stopped talking to you.
I did. I checked on her ass the next day. Four days went by.
You didn't stop lying. You said you didn't, brother. Why you think we boo-boo the fool? We heard
bro,
you say
I
you
dropped
didn't
her
on
her
ass.
I did.
Okay.
Dropping her home. Not following up.
All right, call her. All right, call her. Wait, call her. Let's just solve this right now.
Uh-huh.
Click over.
Okay,
right, call her right now and tell her to come over and suck your dick.
My nigga, that's too wild, bro. See, you be
okay,
joining
then. Well,
bro.
Then
that's
hang the phone on this. Wait, I thought you said she wanted you.
I thought she wanted you, guys.
I thought she wanted you.
Okay.
Right?
My whole opinion, my whole question on this was trying to see what do y'all think of this? Because I know Shorty want me. Listen,
no,
I get
you what
bitches. I
say. You're
this
weak.
Type,
you're strong.
That I'm... Alright, bro.
You're weak.
Steve, you got
it. Wait.
No. Steve, you
call
got
her.
It. No, you got it.
No, I don't have nothing.
Uh-huh.
You got it. Call her and tell her come over now and give you some dome since she's all into you.
The
and
point
she
is,
wants
no,
you
I,
so
the
bad.
Point is, call you want the honest opinion of what I think?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, go ahead. No. Talk,
I think, here's what happened. You wanted the girl. You went and talked to her friend about it, her friend talked to you about it.
No, I didn't.
Or was it tried to keep shut up for 5 seconds? You ask what we think, and then we say what we think, and you go, you keep trying to reorganize and retell the story from the right angle to make you seem like the victim or the good guy. You're not.
Okay,
it what it is, and you're just in denial, bro. So,
okay, go ahead.
Something her friend told you gave you enough confidence to make a move or take the initiative and flirt or whatever you would have considered that. You do that. She's at the club. She said she was going to go home with you. She drank too much, fucked up her stomach. She threw up and went home. Okay, shit happens. This frustrated you. You didn't get the pussy as fast or as easy as you thought you wanted to after a couple weak-ass attempts of trying to get it. You said y'all smoked and chilled together one time. Y'all drunk and was at the club. So after these couple instances where you didn't get the pussy as fast as you thought you was going to get it, now you're mad and frustrated and saying, should I give up on the old woman?
No, I'm not frustrated.
You say you want the pussy, so why not just call and ask for it? If that's what you want,
my
right?
point is, okay, my point is,
wait,
I tried to schedule a link up, and then I called her, and Shorty never responded. That was my whole point.
She didn't respond to you. Why do you think she didn't respond to you? Because when she wasn't feeling good, you ignored her fucking, the fact, you knew that, look, you wanted to take her home, and she wasn't feeling good. So you were mad and upset that she was feeling bad, and when you didn't check on her ass. No, come on. Okay, listen. What do you want from her? Let's just get to it. What do you want from her? You tell us real quick, because we have the calls to grab. What do you want from her?
Just her as a whole, I guess.
Wait, you don't want her as a whole, because if you want her as a whole, you wouldn't treat her like you treated her. So you know you don't want her as a whole. No, come on. Hey, it's just us three on the phone. Come on, tell us what you want.
All right.
Tell us.
Y'all must have misunderstood me, but it's cool. Fuck it.
I don't know what I said.
What do you want from her, caller?
I want her. I want her. No funny shit.
Why do you want her? What do you want from her?
I don't know. I got to find out, but I just want her.
And you don't want her at all. Then if you cannot answer that question, you actually don't know what you want. So do her a favor and leave her alone and let a real man come over there and do what he needs to do.
I keep trying to
piggyback off substances and situations. Well, you know,
I've known Shorty for a while, and I wasn't using her
of your story. Why are you now trying to double back?
Because he's in his feelings. You in your feelings. You in love. Just say you in love with the pussy, dog.
Bro,
just say you in love. No, you say you want a relationship. You want everything.
All right, so Carla, what did you do after her friend told you she wanted you? What did you do?
You said what? What you said, Ty?
What did you do after her friend told you she wanted you?
Bro, I knew this for from like a minute ago.
What did you do since the first time you knew it? Because you can't seem to answer a direct question.
What did I do? I kicked up. I mean, I don't know. My shit. I know when a girl want me, bro. I was literally in the club with her talking
about I don't care if she wants you. What did you do?
What aren't you getting? Tell us what you've done. What did you do?
I just say nothing. I just chilled and talked to her. I guess nothing.
Talk to her about what? All right, wait. Call her. All right, you chilled about, about what? What did you talk to her about?
A zodiac sign.
The trees?
No. We just talking about me, my life, her life.
Tell us about her life.
Carla, she want to suck that dick and you talking about life?
That's right. I mean, I thought she wanted you. You want to talk about her life? What?
Bro, this is not what we're talking. I'm not basing this. This is from what we talked about in the past. Like, I've known her for a minute. I wanted her for a minute.
Now you're making excuses.
Oh, my God. This is real.
I got it. All right, man.
We don't
know because if all this time has passed, what the fuck have you been doing? Cole, have you ever kissed?
Oh, he got upset and ran. He left. He got mad. All right, area code 909. What's your question? 832 afterwards. 909. What's your question, sir?
That nigga, he mad as hell. I'm crying. Y'all can hear me? We gravy?
Yes, sir. What's up?
All right, cool. So I just had a question on marriage, and my question was, what are the benefits of marriage at the moment?
Let me ask you, what are the benefits of marriage, sir?
That's what I asked you.
Well, what caller? This is not about us. It's about you. If you don't see any benefits of marriage, don't get married. So why are you asking us?
Because it kind of seems like there's not a true benefit. I've been watching that question finish.
How do you know if there's a benefit? That's
why I asked you.
How do you? Okay.
Carla. There can be a benefit in doing a line of coke if you talk to the right person.
Thank you. Exactly. So
we want to keep using this word benefit. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's a red pill term that these motherfuckers use. So go ahead. What red pill guy scared you into talking you out of marriage, guy? Who got you, dog? What code are you from?
You scared me, man.
Well, I'm asking, what code are you from? I mean, how can you see a benefit in something when you can't even get pussy? I don't even understand why. What I don't understand is caller, listen.
Caller,
you're right. You can get women. So tell me, caller, what is the benefit in getting married? If you don't see any benefit, then what is the purpose of the question? It's what you feel. We ain't here to change your fucking mind. If you don't see any benefit, then you don't see any fucking benefit. What do you want us to do, cry and beg you to change your fucking mind?
And it's funny how he started off saying that dude mad as hell, and now he's in here mad.
Why'd he hang up? Well, he hung up too. Oh, my God, man. I don't understand. He just, all right.
Yeah. None of them bites the dust, Steve. Who else is going to get the next?
832, you're up. What's up, man?
Yeah, I understand. This could be some positive, beautiful sessions. Why do we always get angry?
Why to get mad? I mean, if he doesn't see any benefit, then don't do it. But the problem is you're not doing it because you don't want to do it. You're doing it because some YouTuber told you not to do it. That's why I was getting in your fucking ass. But I'm sorry. 832, what's your question, sir?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can, sir.
All right, so I just came in to
Sir, what is your – wait. Sir, what's your question? Before you stumble, I know you're stumbling.
Yeah.
Just ask your question, my friend. What's your question, buddy?
All right. So – in this world, there are there's bitches and there's non-bitches. That's the only way I know how to
say it. All right, young man, how old are you?
I'm 19.
Okay, whoever told you that, knock on the door and hit him in the throat. Because what is all this in the world?
What did he just say?
In the world, there's bitches and non-bitches in the world. What the fuck does that mean?
Or you said it yourself. You said there's humans and then there's men, right?
Yes.
So, what do y'all gain from making humans men? Like, do y'all really gain anything from it? Or
what do we gain from it?
What do you want to know about me next? You want to know my favorite food?
Yeah, what cereal I like to eat?
Take me on a date or something, bro. Where you going with this?
What do you want to know?
Because I have theory that the man wants to keep the human.
That's my theory. All right, what is your theory, surface dweller? Tell us your
theory. That the man, they want to keep the human as, or they want to keep the bitches as bitches so that they stay as mad at the top.
Okay, now can I ask you a question? Because I want to be a student of yours because I don't know game or anything. I like I like a bitch, so how do I talk to her?
You act like a man.
I don't know how to act like a man. Like you said, your theory, since women are bitches and everything, how do I talk to a bitch? I want to know how to talk to one. If you have a theory, you should be able to back that theory up by showing me what I can do. So show me how I can talk to a bitch. What's the first thing I say to a bitch?
Wait,
Before you say anything, can you count to five real quick, please? Just real quick. Just count to five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. Did you say one, two, three, four, five?
Five.
Right. You did. You just counted perfectly. So that means you knew your number. So now, can you please answer my question without saying or anything like that? Because then they would show me that. Right. That would tell me that you know what you're talking about. So please educate my ignorant ass on how I get a bitch in your eyes. What's your theory, sir?
I believe that we have to fuck the world. Like, we have to.
No, wait. As you mean, teach me how to talk to women. How do I talk to bitches? That's what I'm saying. Teach me.
My skills aren't that great. I need to practice on that shit more, okay?
But how am I going to? I want to talk to bitches. So how do I talk to a bitch? Come on, teach me.
You're a modern day philosopher, man. Come on.
You have so much theory as a 19-year-old whose nuts hasn't even dropped from his stomach. But come on, teach me.
You have to act in a way that makes it seem like you're
is this an Oscar role? When you say act, do I act happy? Do I act sad? What am I acting? What role am I portraying?
I guess a simple way to put it would be act with confidence.
Wait, what is confidence? I don't know what confidence is because I don't have any. That's why I'm asking you, Almighty One, who's telling me theory. So please tell me. Teach us.
Let's see.
You did it again. So why don't you just say, I can't get any pussy and I'm weak as fuck and I hate women because they see how weak I am. Versus just coming in saying women are bitches and everything. They're not bitches. They just treat you like a bitch. That's the truth, right?
That's not what I meant.
Well, no, that's what you meant.
No, girls, I'm not even talking
girls?
About girls. I'm talking about
No, we're talking
men, right?
Girls because girls are young. We talk to women, not girls, women.
Okay, men or women, I meant.
Okay, now go ahead and fix women.
Like male standards.
Wait, to so male standards?
No.
Huh. Wait, this is Breeze. You got it. Take your time. Breeze. Go ahead. We're so interested.
So
the science is killing you right now.
I'm just trying to piece it all together because you said
anytime you got a theory or something, you want to stand on, my nigga. You're not supposed to come in the public and then be folding like this.
Man,
come on, dog. You got to piece it together before you call us, man. Come on, man. Teach us. Tell us.
Why go on to you? Come on, man. Teach me something.
Teach me something. I want to learn how do I hate women. Teach me how to hate women.
Man, I don't hate women. I never said
anything.
But no, like that.
You just said they're bitches and they're non-bitches. So I want to know how to get a bitch.
Right, call it. Or from your own words, according to you.
how to get a bitch, become successful.
How?
You know how to talk.
And how do I talk? What do I say? But what do I say? Okay, I want to talk to her. What do I say, Almighty One?
Doesn't matter what you say.
You did it again.
Man,
you
fuck
that,
bro.
Wait, why are you cussing us out? We asking you. But why are you cussing us out? We're your students. We're your only two students you'll ever have in your life. So teach us,
man,
Almighty
I mean
One.
No disrespect, because both of
no,
have
you
talking
mean disrespect.
Really.
You know, that's the same guy that
no,
says, I'm not racist, but... So go ahead. So come on. Why don't you teach us? Teach us your theory. What is your theory, Almighty One? How do I talk to the woman?
So there's the man at the top, right? And they want to stay at the top. And that's
okay,
capitalism, right?
Okay, it's capitalism.
Yeah. So
okay. Now, do I say that to her? I'm at the top because of capitalism? Say, baby, I'm at the top because of capitalism. Is that how
Cole, have you ever talked to a woman?
No. Y'all said no. Say, I've talked to a lot of guys, though.
I don't know, man. I was just trying to, like, confirm my ideas or, like,
Wait, what is your idea?
This.
No, please tell us your idea. Because Yoda said there is no try, is do or do not, but what do I know? So go ahead. Try. Convey yourself, please. Tell us your theory, Almighty One.
All right.
I don't know. You did it again. Come on. No, because means you're trying to conjure up something to say. Remember, you count your numbers. What did you provide? You did it again. You said, you did it again.
All right, whatever. I'm going to go now.
Ryan.
Okay. All right, well.
I admire you both. Taekwondo.
Thank you.
I admire you.
Thank you, sir. Well, hey, good luck to you and your church of losers reel. Okay, area code 323, you are up, sir, and then 315, you're after that. 323, how can we help you, sir?
Hello. I have this question right here that I wrote down.
Okay.
How can I challenge myself to be a better me on a daily basis? What are things I should say or do for my own good to improve?
All right, caller, can you count to five for me, please?
Yes, sir. One,
count
two,
to
three,
five.
Four, five. Sorry about that.
Okay. Did you have to read a piece of paper to count to five, or did you already know what 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 is because you studied it, you trusted it, and you worked on it? What do you think, buddy?
Yeah.
No, it's not your fault. But think about it. If you can count to five that fast, that accurate, and that confident, what do you think you need to do to answer your own question?
Think for myself, I guess.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I like you. I like you more than the last guy.
Yes,
already.
We love you more than the last guy.
Yeah. Thank you.
If you're looking at a paper, you're not going to do it because you're looking at a lie of a false you versus the you that learned how to study you, where you learned your alphabets and your numbers. You don't need a paper to know that because you can do it forwards and backwards. Does that make any sense?
Right.
So that's where game comes in. It's a oneness with yourself, not that piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
You serious?
Mm-hmm.
Got you. All right. My question, can you possibly answer it for me, though? Like, what are things that I could do to benefit myself? Like, from your own experience?
Okay. Can you count to five again, sir?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay, rewind. You see that? Because you know how to count to five, because you studied it.
It's in you.
You learned it because it's in you. And you don't need a piece of paper. See, you don't want to see the answer because you don't want to look at the truth. The truth is you don't want to learn you. Because you learned your numbers, why can't you learn yourself?
I get your point. I got you.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome, young man. Stay up. Good call, sir. Good call.
Thank you.
All right. Good call, young man. Thank you. Okay, area code 315 is next, then 661 after that. 315, how can we help you? 315 going once, 315 going twice. Area code 661, you're up next, and 561 afterwards. 661, what's up, sir? How can we help you? Yes, sir, we can hear you, sir. What's up?
I really just have to ask, like, I'm going to just put this, like, flat out.
Sir, can you get off your speakerphone? Can you get off your speakerphone? Because you sound far, far away. I'll get in the bathroom.
Oh, my bad.
That's okay.
Is that better?
That's great.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah. yeah, I don't know myself. Like, after watching the show, I realized I don't know game. I don't know how to connect with myself. So how do I begin the process of doing that?
Well, I'll say for me, because Ty probably has his way, but I would tell you, do you have your 100-piece puzzle set?
I actually do, yeah.
Then you need to throw that whole box away because you're not really doing actually the exercises then. Then you actually don't really want to learn anything.
I actually completed it.
If you complete it, then you need to do it over if you're asking the same question. Until you can answer the question you're asking us, you need to keep doing that puzzle over and over and over and over again until you can answer that question that you have. And if you can't answer the question, just throw the box away and don't waste your time. Ty, you got it, man.
Okay.
I mean, just like that, because it's not – like I said, a lot of y'all missed the metaphorical point and purpose of even doing that in the first place, which was being able to find an answer while not knowing what the fuck the question even is, what question you should ask, where to start, where to begin, how to do it, when to do it, where to do it, but still finding an answer and getting to an end result. And as you begin to practice that metaphorically and quite literally through your entire day-to-day life, you'll start to realize a lot of things that you thought you couldn't do or conquer or go for, which because they didn't make sense, they seemed challenging or too much to do, you begin to build this relationship with yourself that says, not only am I the I can, I am the I am. I'm the one who does it. I'm the one who is it. It is a product of me. So when that question comes there, I will get to the bottom line. I will get to the end result because I am the one who does.
That means you're communicating with yourself first, sir, and that's the thing you're not doing yet. That's why you have to keep doing it, sir, until you are able to communicate with yourself and answer that question for yourself, sir.
Okay. I see. All right, thank you. No, I just want to say I appreciate the show and everything, and keep doing what y'all doing. It's amazing. Yeah.
The show's not amazing. No, you're amazing. You just got to see it, okay? You're amazing. You just got to see it, okay?
Yeah. All right. I'll keep doing the puzzle. Thank you.
All right. Good job. Okay, we'll throw you back in, sir. Thank you. Area code 561. What's your question, sir? The 973 next. 561. What's your question? 561 going once. 561 going twice. All right, we move on to the next call. 973, you're up, then 843, you're after him. 973, what's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? So basically my question is, I've been talking to this girl for a few months, been texting her a lot.
Wait, calling. What are y'all talking
about? What's going on?
What are y'all talking about?
Through texting, we mainly just talk about, like, damn, I mean, we just talk about...
You don't even know. So if we, listen, if we mysteriously...
I mean, I can get into it, but go ahead.
We got to see something here. If we mysteriously asked her the same exact question, what do you think she would say? If you're the one who said it and you don't even remember.
She would probably say...
I don't know.
I mean, we talk about memorable. A little bit of everything, man.
If you're the source and the source doesn't even remember what it produced, why would the recipient remember?
Exactly.
So we talk about, all right, so I'm going to, let's get
I'm not saying you're
deeper,
listen,
right?
I'm not saying you're listening. I just wanted to make a point there.
Yeah. So here's one topic, because I'm not going
to. Why? You didn't have an answer, so why would she?
okay, call her real quick. All right, call her. Before you answer what you talk about, what do you want from this woman?
A relationship eventually. Uh-huh. Down the line.
I don't think you know. You don't want to.
That's what it is. I just said, just because. That's just kind of how I talk. But
no, you don't want the relationship because you
I do. 100%. 100%, Steve. 100%. All right, so let's say, let's retry it. And then I'm not going to say that. This is what I want from this one.
No, I want to smash. You just want to smash.
Nah. I'm not really worried about that. I'm not gonna lie, man. I'm gonna keep it real, man. I'm actually.
Why do you want a relationship?
I want a relationship with her because I feel like we connect just on the same level.
Wait. If you don't even know what you talk to her about, how do you connect? What the fuck are you connecting don't know what you're talking about?
I was gonna get into that. Basically, we talk about certain things like how we view each other, different things we relate to, interests. Like, she real creative, so we talk about like a lot of creative stuff.
Call her.
So because of the common things that you both do, that is a connection.
We talk about also like what she looks for in a relationship and how we view each other pretty much.
Again,
like, we talk about certain things like that.
Call her.
Nah,
you
but that's not even, yo, that's not even a brink of the...
You know she run a game on you right now, right?
In what way, Steve?
Because she's setting you up to be her bitch, or were you already her best friend?
Nah, I doubt that, man.
You didn't feel it right now because listen to what you're talking about. Feelings, and I'm getting to know her and seeing what she... Get the fuck out of here with that. Are you serious?
So that's the main point so that's what I'm trying to get at, Steve. Basically, I'm asking, like, all right, so you talk, so she's like, all right, I just want to text her right now. So my main question is, how do you get her comfortable? How do you get her? Wait, hold on, Steve.
I got caught in that. She told you what?
I'm getting there. Let me get there, man. Last point, man. I get straight to it.
No, my phone cut out. What'd you say, Carl?
I'm basically saying, how do I get her?
No,
hold on.
You
let me
don't.
Get to this main point, man. Just real quick,
you already got
and
point.
Y'all got it for real.
Call
no,
got
no, 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 no.
Point.
I'm trying to get to the last point. I'm basically saying, how do I get her more comfortable with like talking
you
over the
can't.
Phone?
You already are what you are. You're her gay best friend. She told you that she wants to text you and keep you texting, and all you're doing is following her program for four months.
Well, that's why I'm asking, how do you make her more comfortable with talking over the phone?
You've already fucked it up. You're done.
Nah. It's been like 2-3 weeks, Steve. It ain't been that long.
No, you said you're talking over 4 months, dog. Come on, man. You said you're talking over 4 months. Come on.
It wasn't four. No, I said 1 month. It wasn't four. It was like 1 month.
How do you go from 4 months to 1 month?
I know. Didn't he say for what?
Nah,
so
it probably sounded like four, but it's one. But
sir,
either way, it's still a long amount of time.
You're 3 weeks and 6 days late. You're already in this zone called the friend zone. You have already failed by showing her.
I don't think so, Steve.
Okay, then why don't you call her ass up right now and tell her to go ahead, come over, or you know what? Fuck all this texting. I want you to be my woman. Why don't you just do that right now? Can you do that right
now?
Can you notice that? You are the passive.
So I could definitely do that, Steve.
You are the passive in every situation. You said, she told me this. She said that. Then we did this because she said that. Why are you the passive in this situation? What have you said? What direction have you created?
Why is he the woman in this shit?
So I basically got to just state what I'm trying to do.
Okay, don't. She's all you. Okay.
Because I'm not trying to be too aggressive with it.
No, it's not about aggression, sir. What you have done, let me show you what you've done. You have already showed her what you are by playing your cards. She knows what you are.
So well, we spoke on the phone before, like probably two times before this, but it's just like, yeah.
But okay, did she want to come over to your place? Did she want to go out with you? Did she tell you anything to show you that she's interested in you? Did she?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Then what did she? And
she wanna,
what did she do?
She want to. She want to link.
Oh,
she want to.
Wait, again. She wants to. Do you see you're the woman in all this?
No,
you,
I do too.
No, because if you did, you would have told her.
I've been
and
said
you,
that, Steve.
But
yeah,
you told her, what did she, wait, you told her she said, I want to stay in text as friends, right?
No, not as friends. She said she's not as comfortable as texting. She'd rather FaceTime and text. I mean, she's not as comfortable as calling. She'd rather FaceTime and text.
All right, caller, what is that telling you? Is that, okay, I'm going to give you a multiple choice. Does that mean, A, she sees that you have no experience? B, you are scared? C, you have no backbone? Or D, all of the above? What do you think that means?
I think it's more so, I think it's a little bit C. She probably don't think that I'm going to take initiative, but I don't think A and B really got nothing to do with it.
Wait. You don't want to take initiative. Okay, remember we talked to you about the first thing we asked you.
But I'm not trying to, so the whole thing.
Caller, you don't even remember the conversations that you have with her. This is why she doesn't
I did.
Want
I just ain't really want to get into
oh
it. But
my God. I can't make this up.
Hey, man, I'm bearing with you, and I understand what y'all saying, man. But the whole point of me, nah, I'm not lying. No, there's no need to lie, man. I'm just saying the whole point is
you
like.
Said that
you
said I did, but I just didn't want to get into it. So you lied. You said you didn't know, but you really didn't know. That's lying.
How old are you? You got to be. Are you 17 years old? You got to be 17 years old.
Nah,
I'll give you a pass.
Nah, I ain't 17, man.
How old are you?
I'm in my 20s, brother.
Oh, wait, let me get this straight. You're a grown goddamn man that can't tell nobody how old. Listen.
Age don't really matter. That's not the point of the conversation.
No, because a man stands on his fucking age, and you're chicken shit to tell two men. All right,
so
how
what if I said I was 30 years old? It don't matter.
No, listen. Just be her friend and listen. She's going to call you when I get done fucking her, and she's going to want to talk to you about it. So just make sure you're the shoulder that you are right now. Be the nice guy. You're doing a great job being the sucker.
Nah, but yo,
no
Steve, man.
Hold on. You can't even tell people how old you are, man.
I'm 24 years old, man.
Nigga. You did what you did. You said what you said. Stand on that shit.
Stand on that shit, motherfucker. We don't know how old. I'm not going to tell you my age. What if I was
I don't even believe you. Why would we believe a liar now, Carl?
Yeah,
you lied to us twice already. Maybe more than that. But why all of a sudden we should believe you?
It's a live stream, man. I don't like, you know what I'm saying? It's
you didn't answer the question. You didn't answer the question. You gave us an excuse. Why should we believe you after you got caught in multiple lies?
Well, I'm 24 years old, man. That's my age. I mean, it's
nothing
really
wrong. You're not answering the question, caller. Because then you understand something about
you said, why should we believe you? You said, why should we believe you? I mean, that's your choice if you want
why
to
why should I believe anything that comes out of your mouth knowing that you lied to us multiple times and then that you're withholding information? You're showing your consistency of a lack of
ability. I mean, all right, so technically it's lying, but the reason
and then
you kind of got
to until we get to the point.
All feminine things. I'm telling you, he's the woman. He's the woman in this shit.
Nah, but hold on, man. I'm trying to explain. Like,
but
you got to kind of...
Caller,
come on.
Head on, directly. Smack it with your... Come on, gang.
I'm head on with it, man. I'm telling you.
You're not head on with it because you lied to us and you're too ashamed of how old you are. So how can we help you? Listen, here's the thing. Listen, brother.
All right. I already said I'm 24 years old, man. I'm 24 years old, and I already said what we talked about in the conversation.
You're saying you're missing the point.
You're missing the whole point.
No, I understand the point.
You don't understand the point.
No, you don't. Or you would have just answered the question.
We just would have answered the question. And you would have been honest because you actually wanted to help you. So how the fuck can we help you if you're lying to the people that can help you?
All right, I'm going to be honest from here on out.
No.
I know for sure you're lying to her.
Exactly. Exactly.
Nah, come on, man.
She doing great justice by friend zoning you, man.
And you know how
nah,
she's
hold
doing.
Hold on.
He wants the relationship. He wants the
but
fuck. I told him he wants the fuck.
But let's cut to the point, though. Let's cut to the point, man. Like,
point.
Let's just cut to the point. How do you get her more comfortable with, like, not fish? Because, like, I get the whole, you know what I'm saying? But, like,
you cannot call her.
Damn sure ain't going to do it being a liar.
She does not want you because you're a fraud and a fake. She does not want you.
Nah, I don't think it's that, though.
Oh, my God. Do you want us to tell you a lie? Oh, well, you want us to lie like you. Okay, hey. Hey,
what's
man,
this?
She loves
you. But here's my point, though.
She's soaking wet as soon as you walk in that door. She gets wet every time
here's
she arrives.
Here's my point, though.
Because of the kind of man you are, you a fucking man. You a bull, bro.
You a baller, baby. Yeah.
You a boss, nigga. Yeah.
Damn,
why wouldn't she want to fuck you, Carla?
How dare her? Oh my God!
But here's my point. I'm trying to get to the main point. Y'all talking about lying. Like I get what y'all saying. I understand what I said. Look. I understand what I said. But like at the end of the day, like I think I'm just trying to focus on the main thing here. I'm just trying to figure out. Like I get the whole. All right, go
call
ahead.
Her. He doesn't want you because you don't have any backbone. You are too busy beating around the bush like a feminine female.
I don't even think it's that, my man. Like,
oh my
I'm trying
God.
To really.
When do you see the result? Okay, she's telling you that. Oh, let's take our time. Listen to me. Let's take our time and let's just stay on the internet so I can keep you at an arm's distance because you're creepy as fuck and you're a loser. But you don't see that, right? You think her love for you is so great that she must hold herself back from you, right? Is that what you think?
I just, like, this is what I'm trying to get at. I'm saying, how do you get her to that point where you just talk to her consistently?
It
don't got nothing to do with
you. You're able to, Carla. You showed us enough.
You showed us why you don't have
to. You would never be able to at this point.
No. That's not the issue. Now, I think I got it.
The way you look, the man you will not be able to. That's
wait,
the direct admire you. Where's the butt in that?
Yeah,
hey,
but
dog,
I think
look,
y'all kind of mixing it up a little bit. It's not about me.
I don't
think
I know. But I just say what I said.
Nah, I hear you though, brother, but I have a backbone. I think it's more so how do I get her to that point where you're trying to...
Okay, if you know if you had a backbone, you would have cut that bitch off day one when she told you, let's go and hang out. But you didn't do it, did you? Mm-mm. Nah, you're the love.
I mean, I started that combo before her, though.
Oh, Jesus. Dolphin, look, man, look, peep game. Listen, when y'all go out tomorrow to hang out, just hold her purse while she picks the lingerie for the guy she's actually going to fuck. Just, hey, listen.
All right, so basically the summary from all this is basically saying just have a backbone and just talk to her and just say, all right, just call up.
No,
basically,
the summary
be like,
you ain't good enough. You ain't cut like that.
It's not about if I'm good enough. You're trying to play a bitch.
You just go do what you want to do.
Exactly, dog.
It's a legit question, though, man.
The game and then try to be by your own rules and standards. You came in here all the way on the wrong type time, bro. You came in here lying about dumb shit. We didn't ask you what happened when she came over your crib. All we said was, how long you talked to? You went from 4 months to 1 month. Let's just assume we heard that wrong. Then you wanted to lie about your age. Begs me the question.
The age thing was a joke.
Number
I'm
one, what
years
else
old,
did you lie about?
Lie
that
about.
Was unnecessary. How can I even trust anything you'll say from this point on? And we're catching you in lies. Then when you're caught in lies, it's but maybe changing subject, redirect the attention.
Listen.
Why can't you just deal with things directly head on? You never get a direct.
Right, well, I'm gonna deal with this head on, man.
You not see the bigger picture here?
All right, call it. You want to redeem yourself? Right. Call it. Oh, wait, hold on, wait, call her. Do you want to redeem yourself? I can trigger you to redeem yourself.
Yeah.
You want to redeem yourself?
Yes,
call
sir.
Her right now. We'll be quiet. Let's hear y'all have a conversation. Let's call
okay,
her right now. We'll be quiet.
But here's the thing.
Call.
I'm going to call her right now, Steve. Wait, hold on.
Yes or no? Yes or no?
Yes or no?
We'll be quiet.
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%. But hold on. No, hold on.
I do it. Right, let's stay here. Wait,
hold on, Steve. Wait, but Steve, hold on.
Just talk after you call her, Carla.
Nah, y'all gotta guide me on what to say, though. That's what I'm trying to say.
Nah, there you
Nick. Oh, so just straight up and call her. That's it.
Wait, okay, what do you, okay, do you want to take her out on a date? You want to take her out on a date?
All right, sort of.
Tell her you want to take her out on a date.
I guess, so we was.
Say
Caller,
fuck what she said. Caller, fuck what she say. All right, listen, caller. I'm gonna give you. You know the rule of Jill Scott. Listen, caller. Listen.
I say it like this: if you can tell me what to do, then you can tell me what to do. But if you can't tell me what to do, you can't tell me what to do.
So tell her what to do.
I bet.
You're free Saturday at this time, and this is where we're going out on a date.
Nah, she live in a different state, Steve.
Well, you know what? This is where we're going to ice cream day. So, hey, I'm a bad motherfucker. You know what? You tell her to go to the goddamn store Friday and get her favorite ice cream. I'll get my ice cream. We're going to go live. We're going to have an ice cream day live on the air. So go ahead. There ain't no excuse. You can't get around game, brother.
All right.
Go ahead and come and tell her. We'll be quiet. All
right, so look, she it's going to be a different scenario. She live in a different state. But, all right, I got you right now. No, I got you right now. I'm going to call up right now. I got you. All right, hold on one second.
All right, you got 20 seconds. You have a number.
I need like 40. I need 40. So I got to get on the phone. Steve. Hold on.
I know you have a number of speed dial, so you got 20 seconds. Go ahead. Come on.
Now I'm on my house phone. Hold on, Steve. All right, hold up.
All right, so call her out loud on your regular phone and then put it on speaker.
That's even
better.
Call her on your phone and put it on speaker. We'll be quiet.
Since you're on the iPhone, use your regular phone to call her.
Take your phone and call her on speaker. And put it on speaker and let us hear it.
Hello?
No, we got the countdown. 17. 16. 15. 14. 13. 12.
You got mute up. Hello? 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 Hello?
Wait, do it again. She might have been, just call her back. Go ahead, call her back. We'll be quiet.
Wait, hold on. I don't even know if I hung up or not. Hold on.
Call her.
I'm trying to see if I hung up or not, though. I don't know.
You did hang up. With Cliff.
All right, bet.
And this really better be her, bro, because you're lying ass. You might be calling your own self.
His sister.
Hold on, man. Yeah, I may have to call on my cell phone.
Then call on his cell phone and put it on speaker. Call on his cell and put it on speaker. You might not recognize the number.
So I'm going to have to call y'all right back.
No. We can hear your background noise.
Just grab your phone and put it on speaker. We can hear it.
Okay.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, come on. You're old enough to do this. Come on.
I can't use my speaker.
All right, go ahead.
So this is what I'm going to do. It's going to be a 973 number. It's going to be 973. Hold on. Hear me out.
Grab your other phone
and call her.
What I'm saying is my speaker is not working on my cell phone. You see what I'm saying? So I got to call y'all on my cell phone.
Man, wait,
don't lie, keep it real. I'm not lying, bro.
Caller. Stay on your phone right now while you're right on the phone. Call us with your cell phone right now, and we'll open you up and hang up your line.
Okay, all right. I got you.
Is that a number now? Is that a number now?
Speaker don't work, game.
You know, is that cricket phone or something? What kind of fucking phone is that? Is that cricket?
I got it. Nah, man. I need a new iPhone. I'm about to call you on my cell phone, though, man. Hold up.
Oh, my God.
Nah, I'm not lying this time, man. I'm dead ass serious, bro.
All right, so wait, you're calling us right now. You're 973, right?
Wait, I'm about to call you. Hold on.
I'm getting that.
Jesus
Christ. I'm getting that. He's fucking mad. He's consistent to life. He got him. He got the excuses on go, man. I mean, damn.
How long did it take to call?
I'm calling right now. Hold up. 563. Nah. Saying your whole number and shit. 56. All right, I'm about to call him on the phone. I'm going to hang
all
up.
Right, we're waiting on you. We don't hang up yet. We'll go ahead and call and we'll hang you up ourselves. Just go ahead and call yourselves.
What's the three digits on your phone?
It should be
for?
A 970. I'll see when he pop up. I'm looking
nine,
at him right now. When
it
pops, all right, there you go. I got you, okay? I'll bring you in right now. Okay.
All right. Y'all can hear me?
All right. We can hear
yes,
you right now.
Yes.
Okay, good. Now we're on. Now go ahead and click over
all right,
and call.
Perfect. All right. Hold up.
All right. Here you go.
So you know what? I actually think her power is out right now. One of the telephone poles.
How the fuck do I?
Dog, I'm going to hang up on you.
Merge
the call, man.
Now I'm going to say you don't know how to work shit.
Yo, she did not answer, bro. I promise
of course
she
didn't. Okay. Well, you have a good day, sir. We get to the next call. Error code 843, sir. You're up in 312.
Really?
He's lying, man. Wait. He's lying like a motherfucker. You know
how do I merge your call? Call the motherfucker. Wait, the speaker don't work.
The dog ate my paper, and my mom got chased by aliens, so I don't know what to say. All
right. He the nigga that when the teacher come to get his homework, rather than tell her he didn't do it, he goes, well, you know, like this morning I got jumped at the bus stop and they jumped me and they ripped the page and, you know, but I haven't seen you next week though. I have seen you next week.
Hey, he that motherfucking dad says, hey, Miss Appletree, today's my birthday. Well, wasn't it your birthday last week? No, today's my birthday.
Somebody just coming and said, the nigga that got a girlfriend, but he always say she go to a different school. The niggas be lying for no reason, bro. Like, what's up?
Okay. All right, sorry. 843, you're on, sir. Then 708 next. 843, how can we help you, brother? What's up?
Hello, good sir.
Hello. What's up, brother?
Hey,
what's going on, gang?
Talking about, you know, looking in the mirror and, you know, looking into yourself and figuring out who you are. I'm wondering, do you guys ever run into? And this might be kind of a personal question, but you guys ever run into God at all? You know what I mean? Does that ever?
Steve, you have 100 viewers, Steve.
Is
that a record for you or that you had that?
Yeah, we're getting up there. Yeah, we're just at three. I got three. 360. Yeah, 360. Yeah.
Yeah.
Caller.
Yes,
it's not about running into God, okay? It's about realizing that you're a god, an emperor, a warrior, and a king. I'm not saying worship who you want to worship. That's not what this is about. But this is about seeing things in yourself that you create as well. Does that make any sense, sir?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
I know I mentioned a source earlier, so I was just, you know, wondering, I mean, that answered the question. That answered the question, brother. But,
and I mentioned him as being the source of his life. And whatever his connection is to whatever he believes in, because some people would even call that blasphemous for saying, calling yourself a God. And then some people would say, well, I am a God. I am my creator of my life. I'm a product of the creator. I'm a creation of the creator, and I can create. So, you know, the way you ask that question, it just can be open in so many ways.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we're not saying don't run away from religion. It's just what's going to happen is that you're going to start questioning things once you get to your core. And you're going to start questioning your parents. And then when you start questioning your parents, you're going to start questioning the upbringing. I mean, am I actually me, or am I actually the stories that were handed down from generations from my parents to myself to tell me who I worship, how I move, and how I think? Then you'll think about the media, how they have had an influence on you. So it's not, again, this is not saying that you don't pray or anything like that. I'm saying when you get there, it's going to be a huge shift in your life, because you're going to actually see things for what they actually are, not what you're told how to be. Is that making sense, caller?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So, again, we're not like Satan worshipers here or nothing. We're just saying that. I just want to make it clear that all you guys out there, that we're not telling you to run away from your religion. We're just telling you, once you are one with yourself, you're going to see the world in a different set of eyes, where you're going to question everything, even your parents and your pastor and the TV and everything around you. Because you have a different shift in your perspective, your reality, and your world. So I would say you, brother.
No, just like that. I mean, like I said, I would never force my beliefs on anyone and allow anyone to force their beliefs on me.
Yes.
So whatever you find and whatever you even conceptualize as God is up to you.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, so just so
somebody may say that they find the God in waking up, but they find the God in their last 24 hours and being thankful for that, and the God in their food, in their meal, and the water, and the nature when they go outside, and their family, the connections with life. So you could even get to the point where you start seeing God in everything, not just yourself. But then you have someone to say, well, I'm connected with myself, but I don't believe in God. So we're not that rabbit hole is something else in itself.
Yeah. We're just saying once you get to this point of the depth in yourself, everything is going to be questioned, because you're going to realize that, am I what I am because somebody told me to be? And if somebody told me to be this, then what actually am I if I'm told what to be versus me telling myself who I need to be?
Yeah. Because, Carla, even in tapping into that core, what you realize is a lot of the times what not just religion, but even people of religions will do is they'll put their morality on you based on, you know, what it is that they worship. And they don't have the individual control to have their own sense of morality, their own sense of judgment.
Yes.
They'll tell you, well, don't do that because there's going to be the consequence.
Yes.
Well, what is the sense of accountability for yourself? What is your consequence on what you do?
Yes.
Why do you need to, place the structure of, let's just use in the random one, heaven or hell, or, you know, whatever the case may be, to judge yourself? Why can't you judge yourself? Why can't you hold your own standard? Why does the idea of being watched make you think of being who you are, being right? Aren't you watching yourself at all times? Shouldn't you be holding yourself accountable? Shouldn't you be holding yourself to your standard?
Yeah, caller, just real quick, and also remember that if you want to pray to your God, you have a straight line to pray to him. But what happened was man came along because of self-importance and ego, said that you've got to pray to me first, and I'm going to be the judge and jury to say if you're worthy enough to go to a place when he's not even worthy enough to judge you as an individual. But I'm just saying, though, it gets deep. But once you get there, it's not up for us to change your mind. You're just going to see it for yourself, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all.
All right. Well, great question, man. We'll throw you back in. Thank you, sir. Area code 708 and 973 next. 708, how can we help you, sir?
Well, how y'all gentlemen doing today?
Wonderful. We're men.
That's good. Hey, well, this is probably like my fourth stream. You know, I'm part of the dojo, you know, Taekwondo. But you know, this is my fourth stream, and every single time, like, you guys always mention the coaching and things like that. Is now an appropriate time for me to ask, you know, what that coaching entails from both of you?
No, okay, here's the thing. If you have to ask, then you're not ready. And let me explain to you why. The thing is, you are telling us that we have to convince you why you should learn how to be a coach. If what you see right here between the knowledge and game that we have been spitting all the time is not enough for you to want to do it, then don't do it. Because the teacher does not have to explain himself to anybody. The student wants to learn. So if you're looking for us to explain ourselves to you, you're in the wrong place, big guy.
Because the best coaching sessions are the ones where the guy comes in and he knows what he wants. And in fact, I asked the first question when the coaching session starts. It's not just me giving answers. I start off with a question.
Okay.
Here? What are you looking for?
Well, caller, can I give you an example? Can I give you a quick example of how I got to this point that I'm telling you?
Sure.
Let me tell you what happened. I was 9 years old, okay? I was talking to girls, okay? I was going in the bushes, kissing girls, but there were times where I would go over to the house, they would button my shirt, I'd get scared. There were times that I was naked with a few of them, and I couldn't get my dick out because I was nervous, okay? But I learned game. My mentor brought us all in front of him and asked us who wants money. And all of us raised our hand, and we said we wanted money. And then what he did is he pulled out pennies, dimes, and nickels and threw that shit on the concrete and stood there. Now, a few of us went down there and were scrapping for the pennies, dimes, and nickels, and everybody else was laughing at us. And he simply said this, everybody who didn't get down there, get the F out of my face. And everybody's like, what? We don't understand. Well, he said that when I ask you, do you want money, and you said you did, you're thinking dollars, $5, $10, $50, $100. But that penny is a penny more than you have in your bank. That dime is a more than you have in your bank. And that nickel is a more than you have in your bank. So the reason why you are starting to become a student is because your thought was in line with the behavior, meaning that you're teachable at that moment. But you have to, you cannot buy your way into game. You must show the teacher why you should be coachable. You don't need to ask the teacher why we should be coached by you. You see what I'm saying? You're questioning, you're doing it backwards. You see what I'm saying? You want us to prove ourselves to you.
For sure. No, I understand that. And I guess I probably just didn't word my question correctly. Well, basically what I'm looking for at this point, you know, I'm trying to start, you know, being on my purpose and everything else, you know, things of that nature. But the main issue is that I, like, in that process, I've had to cut a lot of people off, you know, and in the area that I'm in, you know, I'm in Chicago. So, like you know, and the OGs over here, you know what I'm saying? Like, they on a whole different type of timing. And when I watch y'all streams, you know, y'all seem a lot more knowledgeable about, like, general, you know, just having general knowledge about, you know, more things than what my area be, you know, be on, you know what I'm saying, the time they be on.
Yes,
so I guess that's why I was asking that, you know, what all it entails. But I guess mainly what I'm looking for is, like, kind of like...
You don't know what you're looking for because you don't know where your focus is. And see, that's the problem. When you say I'm looking for something, then let me show you something. The reason why you lose is because what are you going to do once you find it? You're going to stay complacent. And that's why y'all lose, especially on December 31st, because you're looking to lie to yourself. Just like a lot of guys, you're 6 months in, have lied to yourself. See, when you're looking for something, instead of be something, it's two totally different things. But you're looking for something. So if you find it, what happens then? What are you going to do once you find what you think you're looking for?
Go after it.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope.
We're not in the hope business.
Okay, yeah, nah, then just go after it.
Well, see, I was saying, this is a pinch of games. See?
Look, because you know what you do when you hope? You tell all all the billions of cells in your body that you don't believe something can happen when you hope. I hope.
Yep.
I hope.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is hope?
Yeah, what is hope?
Damn, I ain't think about it like that, gang. Hold on.
But that's just a pinch of what knowledge you'll learn once you pick up a mentor, brother. You don't know. Listen, remember, there are things you know, then there are things you don't know. Then there are things you don't even know that you don't even know. And I'm telling you, once you get to that don't even know that you don't even know, and you begin to know what that know, that not know is, everything changes. That's, let me knock out two birds with one stone, just like this individual right here. We're not here to fight you on what you're saying, Joshua. You can disagree all you want, but whether you agree or disagree is none of our business, because we're not here to change your mindset. So if you have that position, we appreciate your position, but you're allowed to think what you want, but what you think or don't think is none of my goddamn business or Ty's business, okay? So stay your position in that. But see what I'm saying, caller? This is what game is about. See, everybody wants to try to push what they want people to see. Ty and I are trying to get you to do the one thing that none of y'all are doing, and that's thinking for yourself. Or you're regurgitating what somebody's got their hand stuck up your back as a puppet. That's all you're doing, puppeteering, because you have never taken the time to actually look at yourself as your core self, your true self, your one self, because you don't even know you have that. People are just telling you what to think. Just like this guy right here. But it's all good, Joshua. No knock on you. You just had to knock two birds out of one stone. Ty, you got it, bud.
No, I wouldn't even leave it at that to say that y'all don't even realize what y'all have in front of y'all when you even ask questions that are on the surface or repeat and often get us to repeat ourselves. Do y'all know how deep these calls could get? Do y'all know how deep these sessions could get? Do y'all know how deep these topics could get?
Oh, my goodness.
It was like we have to take 10 steps backwards, roast and play and talk about, you know, some bullshit, because men come in here doing the most basic shit ever.
Yeah.
Lying.
Lying and trying to prove self, yeah.
Right, trying to have this wall up and this sort of sense of ego and self-esteem to this narrative.
Yes.
Well, what esteem is there in being a liar and a loser?
Yeah.
Shouldn't you say, you know what, I suck, I'm trash, and I want to change. And you know what? If I don't know how to win, I know I'm talking to some winners, man. Help me out.
Yes.
That would be the most honorable thing I probably would hear if anyone called in and said that.
Yes.
Because they want it. They want it for themselves.
Absolutely.
And they accept themselves. You know what? I'm a loser. I suck and I'm terrible, but I know I can be better. Where do I start?
Yes.
I'm ready.
And we want you to be better, but we don't want – see, being better is not to our standards. See, that's where everyone gets it wrong. You think that we're mm-hmm. the end-all, be-all that is going to say you're better or you're not better. We're saying that we're the one thing Ty and I are saying that separates us from all most of the motherfuckers out there is that what we're saying is, based off of your fingerprint, you are the only one of your kind. And once you realize you're the only one of your kind, then you should learn your language, your laws, your rules, and your standards that fit you. And if you learn you, then you don't have to worry about someone telling you how to be the best you, because you're going to stand on who you actually are to yourself. That's what we're trying to get you to see, to think for yourself. But it's hard to think for yourself when there's so much clutter right now. There's so much clutter, decisiveness, and here it is. Not from the outside world, from the one person that is screwing you over right now that you don't even realize is screwing you over. He comes as your best friend, but he is your worst enemy, and mm-hmm. that is your mindset in your mind. He is there to tell you things to make you feel great, but he is keeping you a prisoner of your thoughts, and we're trying to free you.
Okay.
Well,
you know, I appreciate that. I appreciate that, and, you know, that gave me a lot of insight. And everything, so I appreciate y'all.
All right, brother, we'll throw you back in. We'll grab the next call. Area code 707, then 973 next. 707, what's your question? Then we got 708, excuse me. Wait, I'm sorry, he fell off. 707, what's your question, sir? How can we help you?
What up? I'm Silky. I'm from L.A., and it's just good to be talking to y'all. Look, you have to start getting comfortable in your own skin. You feel me? Hey, yo. But my question was, how do you deal with trauma? How do you deal with healing? Like for irreparable damages, how you deal with traumatic healing?
Okay, how do you deal with what now, sir?
Traumatic healing, like, let's just say, like, brain damage type shit. Like, how do you deal with trauma?
But you're saying someone who has brain damage, sir? Do you have brain damage?
Well, look, not personally, but, like, I'm speaking, like, health, you feel me? I'm not here for, like, bagging shotties because that's just out the door. That shit don't amaze me.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out how to heal, you feel me? Like,
Wait. Who are you trying to heal, you or somebody else?
Yeah, for specifically, like, myself, like, because
okay.
I feel like I've been stuck in a little loop, and I know I'm not the only one.
Well, but you're saying you have brain damage? Is that the loop that you're stuck in because you have brain damage, sir?
Well, it's not brain damage. You can call it what you like, but it's trauma.
I'm only calling what you're giving it. I can't read your mind, so can you give me more details? So you're saying you have trauma. You don't have brain damage. Is something traumatic happening in your life? Can you tell us what happened that's traumatic?
All right. Look, y'all ready for this one? So look.
Okay. This is how we were ready.
I was tripping off some shrooms, and this is what happened to me. I had fell into a loop.
Oh, so you use external substance
to get
heal
a high.
An internal.
I'm not proud of that. You know.
You got high. But
you
got high to feel high.
You got high to feel high, sir.
Yeah, and so I was hallucinating for like overboard. Supposed to be hallucinating alone.
How old are you, young man?
I'm very young. I'm young and strong, 19.
Sir. Okay, you're 19. Now listen to me, sir. I'm not here to judge you on taking drugs or not taking drugs. What I'm here to say is that I don't take drugs because I am a drug to myself. I am my own high. I smoke me, drink me, snort me, everything possible because I am my own sense of self-worth and accomplishment. So I don't need an outside substance to give me a false sense of things because I believe in myself. But it sounds like you took something that did something to you, young man, right? Is that what you're saying?
Caller, do you know what's better than being high?
What's good, Ty?
Being free. Because when you're free, you can maneuver. You can be high. You can be low. You can feel wherever you want to feel and go up and go down as you choose. You see, when you want to feel high, then through an external source or something, and it doesn't even have to be a drug. See, everyone pointed at the drug. It could be a person. Probably the most dangerous high. It's an intelligent high. It could be a person that makes you feel high and makes you feel good and all of those things. And that is the addictive part. And in a sense that what you don't realize is when you start to depend on that substance or person or thing, place, whatever it may be.
I mean, like,
Would you go out to be reading a book? You think you're meditating. You think you're chasing your purpose. And these are things that make you feel high rather than you being free and being able to choose through your actions how you want to feel, what you want to do, and consciously being intentional with that.
Yes. Caller, what was the reason that you needed to take the drug? There's something deeper. Something had to happen to make you feel that you had to take the drug. So what made you take the drug?
Well, for one, I was experimenting. You know, it's not no like, oh, I'm going to just wake up today and I'm going to just look for this shit and take it. I was experimenting like, every young
Stop pointing the finger at everybody and let's start taking accountability. Everybody does an experiment, so that's a lie. So I'm asking you, what was your reason why you took the drug? Did someone coerce you? Did you feel that you had to take it? Or if you did take it, what was the reason why you took the drug? I'm asking, sir.
Well, the reason why I took it was honestly, just to experiment. You feel me?
Experiment
why?
I want to see what there is beyond.
But wait a second. Whoa.
Beyond
what? Right. Go ahead, Ty.
Yeah, exactly.
Beyond what?
when I was hallucinating, there's no such thing as a bad trip. So if you would understand, it's like when you take the substance, it's not like a recreational drug. It doesn't work like
that.
But
sir, you're the one.
Lola, I know all about shrooms, and I even know that what you're saying and why you did it is because some influence of something or someone or whatever that you may
respect.
Watch stories or you know, podcasts or whatever the case may be, where someone goes, "Oh yeah, do this substance and it changed my mind. It changed my life. It blew my, oh my goodness, you know, when I took that." And you're not, they're using the substance and not understanding the journey. And listen, you have to be wary of something, okay? Beware of unearned wisdom. You understand?
So you're saying that beware I'm not
that
worthy of my wisdom.
Minute made wisdom.
Yeah, because you say you're trauma now. You say it's brain damage and trauma. So I would try and understand where you're going with all this.
Well, my question was, like, for example, like the pyramid of self-discovery. For example,
you can't see a pyramid of anything because you're losing things outside of yourself to get a false sense of reality. That's not the reality that we're trying to get you to see. You're taking a substance to go outside of yourself. We're not about outside of yourself. We're about the internal self.
I feel like the ability to heal comes from knowing that you will heal.
Well, whatever you feel and whatever you think is none of our business. You're calling us. So whatever you feel, and I say this with love, fuck your feelings, because that has nothing to do with us. You asked us a question. We're telling you that what you feel and what you don't feel is none of our business. We're trying to help you out here by saying that what you have taken is not moving you anywhere, but a gateway to probably taking something else to keep pushing a greater high of a lie. That is not your truth. That is not your core. That is something outside of yourself, sir.
And that's
chasing
it,
instead,
back
of being, getting instead of
and
being,
I'm asking, like, how,
doing instead of
how
being,
would you deal with, like, trying to
do that?
Because I know we've all been through one of them experiences.
I have no, why do you keep saying we, like, all of us do that? No.
Let's say this for the sake of this entire situation. You know what I'd say to myself if I was you?
What's up?
I would say, you know what? I made a decision. Not going to call it a mistake. Not going to call you idiot, dumb, anything. Not going to tagline it, right? Not going to give me the title. I made a decision, and I was wrong. It didn't have the impact I expected or predicted. I will now be more conscious and intentional with my decisions moving forward and the impact they may have on me. This is how much I care about myself. And if I love myself, I'm going to respect myself enough to treat myself carefully. You see, because every time you do some shit like that, you damage this relationship you have with yourself.
Yes.
Why would you trust you and this is what you do to yourself?
Is this the way that a man's supposed to love himself, by harming himself that way?
I feel it.
Well, it's not about you feeling it. It's, okay, young man, you're 19 years old, right? You're 19,
yep.
Yes? Okay. I need you to start talking like a man and not a boy that's in high school, okay? So speak with proper English when you're talking to men, okay? Because I'm not talking to a high school kid. I'm talking to a grown-ass man now, a young man. Does that make any sense, sir?
No, it's making complete sense. This is actually what I needed to hear. But back to my question, like, I'm not framing it like, this is an experiment or a bad trip or
okay,
whatever.
Okay, sir, a question starts with who,
what. It is what it is.
Yes, so a question starts with who, what, when, how, where, and why. So go ahead and ask your question and start it with one of those things.
How do you deal with healing?
Healing what?
Well, yourself. Like you said, if you have love for yourself, respect for yourself, then you will have the healing for yourself.
Well, how is one healing itself when one is destroying itself? How are you? Yeah. How are you healing yourself?
And there's my question. Like, I'm self-aware that I'm trying to find healing. You know? And by healing,
okay.
I mean like by
right.
detoxing
okay.
diseases and like viruses. I'm talking about detoxing like inflammations. I'm talking about like infections, viruses. What else is there?
All right, you're okay.
I'm talking about that.
Call. Let me ask you a question. What do you do for a living?
Me? Well, I sell.
No, man,
I sell dope.
Okay, listen to me, young man. What I would suggest you do is get your lazy fucking ass in the military, learn some fucking discipline, create your life, and live it as a man. The only thing that's going to end you up with that dope shit is either you're going to go to jail, and I don't want to wish bad on you, or something worse might happen to you. So I don't know where you want to play this game, because maybe y'all see it on TV or too many movies thinking that this is the way to be, but you need to start preparing your life for your retirement, and it starts right now. So you need to get off the damn street and start growing up like a motherfucking man, dude. Because your question is null and void to me right now, knowing that you're a drug dealer. So it doesn't matter what we're telling you, because you're not even looking at the bigger picture, sir.
You ain't going to want to deal with your problems until it knocks on your door. And you don't want to be that. You want to have your door. You want to have your fortress ready.
So you're telling me look into the long term. You're telling me stop thinking about short term.
Right, because you're making decisions to try to satisfy your now.
Mm-hmm. And not your later. Mm. And I'm just saying,
okay.
Man, this is an opportunity. You're still 19. You're still young. You can still travel the world,
yep.
Pick up a trade. You can still – have you been arrested or anything?
Yeah, I have a couple of times.
Another wasted young man. Sad. It's sad, man. It's sad.
What would mindset?
Just admitted it on live. No wonder your ass became caught.
You ain't good at selling drugs, dog. You get caught, man.
You
better quit that job. That ain't your profession. Yeah.
Niggas got to change professions, gang.
Yeah, you need to try something else, dog.
Well, yeah, look. Like, remember, like, question was, like, what would you do or how would you heal? You feel me? Can you answer
okay.
my question? Like, what would you do if you was in my shoes? That's just
okay,
I want to know.
Sir. You went okay.
Like I heard what you told me. Like
okay, then we can't help you. You want to hear what you want to hear. There's nothing we can do for you. You're in the wrong place. We cannot help you do anything. We tried to help you. We tried to talk to you, and it's just not. You don't want to listen. So we can't help you do anything. And that's the honest truth. We can't help you. You're in the wrong place.
Well, hey, it was good speaking to y'all. You know, I'm highly grateful to be, like, talking to y'all. Like, man, it feels good.
Okay.
And listen, bro, listen. The truth will set you free. Be real with yourself every day, all the time as a man. Because you have to be real, man. People have had to do things that they don't want to do for money and, you know, things that they don't like doing to survive or whatever the case may be. But by being real with yourself, you would have been already on the path of creating a life that you want. Then that truth would have got you closer to another decision, which would have changed another decision, which would have changed another reality.
Yes.
Not just aligning yourself to you, fine, it'll be okay now, and tomorrow will be fine, and just be real.
All right. So, hey, Ty, how much time you got? You good? How much time you got, Ty?
No, I'm good. Man. Let's
all right,
go.
So we're gonna switch. We're open the lines back up. All right, 707. We'll throw you back in. Thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate the call. What we're gonna do, guys? We're gonna open the lines back up. And y'all guys can call in. We're talking about applying pressure, but we are answering your questions as well. So, Ty, I'm going to shut the line down. Everybody, y'all will be able to call back in a few moments, and we will continue the process of talking to y'all as men.